You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, welcome to the podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm really glad that you're joining us again this week. We want you to come back every week and to share the podcast with your friends and family. Well, Gay Pride Month 2023 is over. It's been a month of growing controversy, and I got to be honest, I'm not sad to see it go. Biden's transgendered Secretary of Health and Human Services has declared the whole summer should be dedicated to LGBTQ pride. Tell me it's not so. How did we get here, celebrating the sexual practices of a segment of our population? The LGBTQ movement used to say, stay out of my bedroom. Now they're in our living rooms and in our schools and in our faces. Virtually every major city in America hosted parades during June, promoting LGBTQ pride and their political, cultural agenda. The parades were consistently X-rated. Many marchers engaged in public nudity and indecent behavior, often in full view of little children. You know, not that many years ago, adult nudity on the streets of America's cities would have resulted in arrest. Not so much these days, particularly during Pride Month. A big LGBTQ event at the Biden White House soon became an embarrassment to the president and to the country. Some attendees actually stripped their tops off to expose their breasts while frolicking on the lawn of the White House. Later, I was shocked and a little puzzled to hear President Biden repeatedly use the adjective brave to describe that crowd. There was, in many ways, an even more troubling occurrence at a gay pride march in New York City. Marchers broke into the chant. Now listen to this. They broke into the chant, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." Parade organizers quickly claimed the demonstrators were just joking and being sarcastic. I don't believe it was sarcasm, nor was the chant funny. In fact, I believe this theme, which has appeared often, must be repudiated. Left unchecked, it will destroy our children and undermine our families. We're witnessing a serious national campaign to expose children at younger and younger ages to radical LGBTQ propaganda, and it must stop. All over the country, parents are in fierce battles with LGBTQ activists and their educational allies who want to teach sexually explicit material on subjects including homosexuality and transgenderism to elementary school-age children. Explicit books promoting sexual themes, including homosexuality, to the dismay of parents, have even been placed in school libraries, elementary school libraries. You can go on social media platforms, I know because I've done it, and you will see gay and lesbian school teachers openly bragging about how they're secretly indoctrinating children in their classrooms. Some teachers have been fired after it was discovered they are leading kids and pledging allegiance not to the American flag, but to the gay pride flag. By the way, have you asked yourself, why are we suddenly having a debate over whether it's a good idea to have drag queens, men who flamboyantly dress to appear to be women, conducting reading hours for little children at libraries and schools? This does not have anything to do with reading, but it has a lot to do with exposing kids to unhinged adults engaged in fringe lifestyles. Remember Kirk Cameron? He's best known for his role in Growing Pains, a popular TV sitcom in the 1980s and 1990s. He's a devout Christian and a successful author. He was deeply disturbed by the drag queen stories. He contacted the same libraries hosting these events and asked if he could conduct reading hours, teaching kids moral standards of right and wrong. He was rejected and told his Judeo-Christian worldview would be offensive to many people. The libraries relented only after he made it clear he would sue them for discrimination. Oh, and by the way, the number of parents and children who came to his reading hours dwarfed the drag queen events. How can anyone fail to understand drag queen reading hours are not about reading? They're about exposing children to an unacceptable adult sexual agenda. You know, in some public schools, in some states, public school employees are transitioning kids confused about their sexuality without even informing their parents. This is outrageous. We must block efforts to tempt or coerce confused children into submitting to grotesque surgical procedures and powerful chemicals in the name of transgenderism. Parents all over the country are organizing to protect their children from this indoctrination. The James Dobson Family Institute praises them, encourages them, keep it up. Once mundane school board meetings that struggle to attract a dozen interested individuals are now major battlegrounds in the culture war. Hundreds of angry parents and taxpayers are showing up to protest policies that push insane gender theories into every single subject possible, even math. Now, here's an exciting development. Surprising coalitions are forming. Faithful Christian, Muslim, and Jewish parents are making common cause against public schools encroaching on families' rights to raise their children consistent with their religious traditions. Inner city and suburban moms are joining hands and demanding schools stick to improving the reading, writing, and math skills of their children instead of bringing radical, divisive material into classrooms. We're falling behind at every level of educational achievement compared to our competitors around the world. This has to stop. It has to stop now. And thankfully, many victories are being won. Traditional parents are being elected to school boards. Parental rights legislation has passed in numerous states. But we all must understand this battle will not be easy, and a lot of work remains to be done. JDFI is committed to parental rights. We are fighting hard with you to protect children from inappropriate, sexually explicit classroom material. Most Americans believe in live and let live, but this isn't about live and let live. There's controversy today because these radicals have crossed a serious red line. This is an attempt to exploit, indoctrinate, and sexualize innocent little children. You must be in this battle. These are God's children given to you to raise and nurture. They don't belong to the teachers' unions, to the Federal Department of Education, or to the LGBTQ movement, nor do they belong to the president or any politician. When we are told they are coming for our children, it's time to shed our timidity, overcome our fear, and stand up and fight back. There are simple things you can do right now. Request to see any material touching on human sexuality that's used in your child's school or classroom. Regularly talk to your children about what is going on at their school. Explain, particularly to elementary age children, that if any adult at schools, particularly teachers, tells them to keep a secret from their parents, that you want to know that information immediately. Find time to go to school board meetings. Pay attention to school board elections. And hey, if you're really courageous, run for the school board yourself. Save your children. You're not alone. The James Dobson Family Institute is with you. This is a battle we must win for our children, for our families, and for our country. God bless you. Thanks for being with me at the James Dobson Family Institute's podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Talk with you next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.